Since ecstasy's actual name is a bit of a mouthful, methylene dioxymethamphetamine, this drug goes by many street names, like E, MDMA, Adam, Mandy, X, or Molly. Ecstasy was first created just before the First World War as a base compound for other drugs. After being tested in the US Army, and even used as a therapeutic drug, ecstasy slowly rose to fame as one of the most popular party drugs of the 1980s. When a partygoer swallows the drug, it's rapidly absorbed in the gut, and then converted to its active form in the liver. It then travels to the heart and is eventually pumped all the way to your brain. Upon reaching the central nervous system, it triggers a load of electrochemical firing and powers up some key chemicals, among them dopamine and serotonin. This change creates intense happiness, increased sociability and empathy, and an inability to sleep. These feelings generally last around 3 to 5 hours, as your brain naturally reabsorbs the serotonin and breaks it down. But because ecstasy releases so much serotonin, your body's response goes into overdrive, meaning that when the drug is worn off, there's less serotonin available to bind to the receptors and maintain a normal level of happiness. These low levels of serotonin bring on a short-lived period of depression for days after use, often called a comedown. But depression is not the only side effect. Ecstasy can lead to other unpleasant sensations, like irritability and tiredness, along with physical traits, like nausea, jaw clenching, blurred vision, muscle cramping, and even a rise in body temperature. People who overdose on the drug may lose consciousness and have seizures, hallucinations, and even organ failure. But it's at its most dangerous when the drug is cut with other, cheaper substances, like bleach, somewhere along the production line, which can be fatal.